Okay, it is 10:44. It is still November 9th, 2020. We are back in open session. During closed session, we entered into contract negotiations with the general manager, interim general manager for a permanent position, which is pending ratification of his contract. We also discussed, agenda item 5, creation of a wage schedule for the manager, superintendent, and the assistant to the manager positions.
I make a motion that we adopt pay scale A for facility assistant manager and pay scale A for facility general manager.
I got one question before we do this. It says temporary, not on the...
The first one, which is temporary position. Okay. That is that assistant to the manager.
The title of does have temporary in the title.
Yes, yeah. Okay. That is correct.
I'll second it.
Okay, so a motion's been made by Commissioner Reynolds, seconded by Commissioner Keener to adopt pay schedule A for assistant facility manager with hourly rates, which I will go over just so it's clear on record. Step one is starting at $45 an hour. Step two would be $47.25. Step three would be $49.62. Step four would be $52.10. And step five would be $54.71. The facility manager position is an annual salary starting at $111,500. Next step is $117,368. The next step is $123,545. Step four is $130,048. And final step five is $136,893. Manager Sturdivant, roll call, please.
Commissioner Reynolds?
Yes.
Commissioner LaTula?
Yes.
Commissioner Keener?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. We will go down to 6 visitor comments. We don't have any. We'll go to number 7, commissioner and staff comments.
I would comment. Mr. Manager, I would like to see it on the agenda to discuss the building out here that needs demolition and the cleanup of the spill. I don't know if we want to use the word spill.
I don't know.
Incident.
We would like to address the incident.
So, and I also, I'll be remiss if I didn't say anything, that happened roughly 7 years ago.
Yes.
So this isn't, for the record, this isn't something that was recent. This is something that has happened quite a long time ago, roughly 7 years ago. So just in case, this isn't like what just recently happened. So the record shows it was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So, perfect. And yeah, I would love to see that on there as well. Anything else, Commissioner Reynolds?
Nothing from me.
Commissioner Pittman?
No, sounds good.
Glenn, congratulations. Look forward to a good working relationship moving forward.
Me too. Thank you. I appreciate it, everyone. Yeah.
Commissioner LaTula?
I'm good. Congratulations.
I'm good.
Desiree?
Can we, on the next agenda, also place the adoption of the salary schedule, contract on the next schedule also on the agenda?
Yes. Okay. And Manager Sturdivant, right? Am I saying that right?
You are saying it perfect.
Anything you'd like to add or say?
No, just in reference to the caustic building, that is in the upgrade plans to be demoed. You want me to bring to the agenda maybe options to do that sooner?
I just want you to make this board aware
of
where we're at.
Understood.
Because the only, we learned of it from you on our tour.
Gotcha.
And I really appreciate the way you handled the tour and your openness. There was no, everything was on the table. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes, but I just want to make the rest of the board aware of situation.
Understood, and it will be done.
So I have a question kind of for clarification on that. So you brought up that it's on there. Can you find out, or maybe you know, is there a line item in that contract for the expansion that speaks to the cost that that's going to be?
I can find out. I do not know off the top of my head.
Yeah, I don't know if there is. Maybe they didn't, but maybe it's a line item in there for cost, because I'd be curious.
I would be real curious. This trucking outfit that brought the stuff in that didn't depressurize it properly and blew the thing up, was his insurance approached, or what happened?
If it was 7 years ago, the statute of limitations is likely run.
Right, but that would speak to the performance of how it was handled.
I would also,
so we would create new protocol for.
Well, I'd also be curious if it did, and monies was received,
where did it go?
Why didn't it get cleaned up? If that in fact happened.
Yes, there's a lot of questions that go along with that.
I will find out the answers to those questions from. I was just a regular field operator at the time. I know SDRMA, our insurance, paid us on it. I don't know what was happened with the trucking insurance company, and I know, but we did use that money to pay for the new caustic building tank pumps.
The insurance should have covered cleanup as well.
So I will double check on that, Commissioner, and find out for sure.
Okay.
Very
good. No other questions? It's 10:50, meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Trevor, I didn't get the time that we went into closed session.
You know what?
What was
10:15.
Thank you.
10:14, I believe.
I don't know if I said it. And as soon as I came back in, I went crap.